We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 5. Yadisyur bahavo loke shastaro dandadharina kasya syatam natva kasya mrityuscha mrittameva va. Word for word. Yadi, if, syuhu, there are, bhava, many, loke, in this world, shastaraha, rulers or controllers, dandadharina, who punish the sinful men. Kasya, of whom? Syatam, there may be. Na, not. Va, or. Kasya, of whom? Mrityu, distress or unhappiness. Cha, and. Amritam, happiness. Eva, certainly. Va, or. Translation. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize each other, and no one will be punished or rewarded. Otherwise, if their contradictory acts fail to neutralize each other, everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. Please repeat. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize each other, and no one will be punished or rewarded. Otherwise, if their contradictory acts fail to neutralize each other, everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Because the Yamadutas had been unsuccessful in carrying out the order of Yamaraj, they doubted whether Yamaraj actually had the power to punish the sinful. Although they had gone to arrest Ajamil following Yamaraj's order, they found themselves unsuccessful because of the order of some higher authority. Therefore, they were unsure of whether there were many authorities or only one. If there were many authorities who gave different judgments, which could be contradictory, a person might be wrongly punished or wrongly rewarded, or he might be neither punished nor rewarded. According to our experience in the material world, a person punished in one court may appeal to another. Thus, the same man may be either punished or rewarded according to different judgments. However, in the law of nature, or the court of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there cannot be such contradictory judgments. The judges and their judgments must be perfect and free from contradictions. Actually, the position of Yamaraj was very awkward in the case of Ajamil, because the Yamadutas were right in attempting to arrest Ajamil, but the Vishnu Dutas had baffled them. Although Yamaraj, under these circumstances, was accused by both the Vishnu Dutas and the Yamadutas, he is perfect in administering justice because he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he will explain what his real position is and how everyone is controlled by the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. So, I don't know if I can repeat. I'm supposed to repeat the question for the online audience, or is that, how does that work? Because I can't translate and repeat the question myself. I don't know how you do that. Okay. So, this is the pastime of Ajamil, who was in his youth a very dutiful and strict Brahmana by birth, and he followed all the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti. And as time went by, he became a victim of his own lust, and then he fell down with a prostitute, and they lived for many years together, and started a family with many children. And then his last child was his last child was conceived when he was, I believe, in his 80s, and he was very much attached to his last child, and his last child's name was Narayan. And so he would always be calling out for his young child in all kinds of circumstances in the household in which they lived. And so then when the time came for transmigrating to another place, Ajamil was visited by the Yamadutas, servants of the god of death, Yamaraj. And as they were trying to forcibly extricate and rip him from his material body, he uttered or called out to his young son Narayan, and then that was a signal for the Vishnudutas, the servants of Lord Vishnu, to come and protect, as Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yidahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Tadatmajam. How's it go? I forgot the last line. Abhyutanam. Dharmasya. So, Krishna comes to this world to protect his loving servants and to annihilate or dispatch his non-abiding servants who are called asuras, or not devotees but demons. So when they Vishnudutas arrived, they assured and reassured Jamil to not be afraid. And at that moment, the Yamadutas, they became confused and perplexed, because they had never encountered these other personalities. These personalities called the Vishnudutas were very beautiful and powerful, and they could not be stopped by the Yamadutas. So then the Yamadutas, they went to their boss Yamaraj, and they asked for some explanation, because they had only had experience of one person as their in charge or supervisor or controller or ruler, and they were perplexed, and so they asked Yamaraj if there is some other force or other power or personality that has dominion over Yamaraj himself. So here in the material world, we also have experience of different situations that may seem contradictory in the fields of politics, for example. We have so many different countries with so many different political heads of state, ministers, congressmen, senators, different types of departmental leaders, and even the most successful so-called political organizations, they always encounter problems. there's always war and peace. And in the material world, we have different kinds of wars. We have international wars and civil wars. And before these wars break out, there's no real clear understanding or idea. And so then, as time goes by, more and more disinformation comes, and then things become more confusing. And then there's separation between different political views, and these differences of opinion, they become more and more opposing to each other. So we have, in our experience, growing up in the country of Spain, originally Spain was a monarchy like it is still, but like many other countries with monarchies, the monarchy became corrupt. And so, therefore, the people pushed for change. So then there were differences of opinion. And so there was civil war. And in that civil war, family members, neighbors, they began to fight amongst each other. And originally they were of the same family and of the same neighborhood and of the same district and the same peninsula or the same region. And then there was a split or a disruption. So then there was fight, and then the stronger party took over the weaker party and established a authoritarian or so-called authoritarian political system, in this case a fascist government. And so then this government was in power for about 40 years. After much pain, Jai Sisi Panchatattva Ki Jai. And bloodshed. And then in the late 1970s, then there was a shift in power again, and democracy was established, and the monarchy was still in place, but now there was also a parliament or Congress or whatever you might call it. And so therefore everyone was thinking that the future was going to be more free and happy. And then a few decades down the line, up to the present moment, now the same country that was looking for peace and freedom is full of corruption and crime and violence, and they're not happy again. So then we always ask ourselves, well, we were hoping that everything would work, and why it's not working. And so now everyone is looking for answers again, and that's the nature of this material world. There's one controller takes over another controller, so-called controller, and then another so-called controller takes over that controller, another so-called controller takes over that controller, etc. So the only solution to this is to recognize the supreme controller, and so therefore the supreme controller is not Yamaraj, but as we know, the supreme controller is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. And so therefore in the following verses of this section of the Bhagavatam, then Yamaraj will disclose to his servants the identity of the supreme controller, Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that after the Vishnudutas had carried away Ajamil, the Yamadutas became bewildered, and they went to they were trying to understand how this can take place. Sometimes when devotees they join the ashram, in the beginning they're very enthusiastic, and they will do anything anyone asks them to do. So then, because everyone sees that the devotee is very very fresh and enthusiastic and helpful, then everyone in the ashram approaches him and asks him, Prabhu, can you do some devotional service? And then some temples that may not have a bhakta program, especially the new devotee, he's very enthusiastic, but then after a while, because so many devotees are asking him to do one service and another service and another service and another service, and then instead of one leader asking him to do something, then he has 108 liters. And then he becomes frustrated. So whose fault is it? Is it his fault or is it the other devotee's fault? Because he seemed very enthusiastic and very helpful. So if he becomes frustrated, is it his fault or is it everybody else's fault? This is a question. Both, it's both. Okay, that's a good answer. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the story of the chapter, four. What is it called? The four pillars: truthfulness, cleanliness. Or was it the four legs of religion? It's called the four legs of religion. When Parikshit Maharaj, he encountered the personification of Kali, disguised as a king. And the Kali was he was beating the bull, and the bull was standing on one leg. Is that how it goes? Yeah. And Parikshit Maharaj came and chastised Kali. And then Bhumi, the personification of the earth, she, in the form of a cow, she was weeping. And so Parikshit Maharaj asked her why she was so despondent. And so then she replied to him, and so he asked her different questions, and then he indirectly asked her if there was any personality that was responsible. And so then her reply was that it's very hard to say who the responsible person is. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains that the person who perpetuates the crime and the person who is perpetuated or affected or victimized by the crime, the person who is a victim, if he's a Vaishnav, he will not inform or disclose the culprit, because if we expose the criminal, then the karma of pointing the finger comes back to us. There's that expression: if you point one finger to someone, then there's three fingers that are pointing back to you. So karma is very difficult to understand. Like, for example, in spiritual life, we're vegetarians. We try to be nonviolent, but it's not very easy. For example, right now when I'm speaking, besides the fact that everything coming out of my mouth is hot air, that was a joke. So that hot air, quote unquote, is killing billions and billions and billions of germs. Hare Krishna. So who is the culprit and who is the victim? That's also a question, yeah, if you want to answer. So, in the spiritual life, we are taught to understand, to be the culprit ourselves. Everything is in some way or another, because we've come to this world in the first place. If we were free from crime or free from any kind of guilt, then we wouldn't be here. We'd be with Krishna. But now we're here without Krishna. So it's our fault. So everything that happens is, whether it's good or bad, that is coming from our past karma. And of course, there's also different kinds of karma. There's explained in the Nectar of Devotion. Karma in a seed form, in a fructifying form, karma from this life, karma from past life, and even as devotees, although the spiritual master actually is responsible, at least, for taking our karma, still a devotee can also make future karma, even being a devotee. So this is very mysterious. So the only thing left for a devotee to do is to surrender to being a humble servant. Of course, we don't surrender our intelligence. We surrender through our intelligence. The difference between surrendering through our intelligence and surrendering our intelligence is that we also understand that intelligence is given to us by Krishna to use in his service. If we don't surrender through our intelligence, then that could be called blind following. We should not be blind followers. If 108 devotees in the temple tell us to do 108 different services, we should not blindly follow, because then we'll blindly fall into the ditch of spiritual frustration, or what we think is material, but it actually everything that happens is there's a cause. There's a cause and effect. So we should surrender through our intelligence, not surrender our intelligence. So the Yamadutas, they are trying to surrender with their intelligence, and hopefully they will understand the absolute truth coming down through the disciplic succession from Yamaraj and all the other Mahajans. There's 12 Mahajans that we follow. Can anyone remember any of those 12 besides Yamaraj? You lift your hand. Raise your hand. Yes? Rama, Shiva, Sukadeva Goswami, Bali, Bhishma, Janaka, Prahlad, Kumaras, okay, so Narada, I think there's two or three left. Anyhow. Oh, Shambhu. Oh, he said Shiva, I think. Oh, Swayambhu, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Who? So I think we got most of them. You want to do a quick check on their Veda base or Google Goswami? Maybe. I think there's one or two left. Kapila. Uh-huh. Okay. So yeah, this is a funny pastime. In Vrindavan, before I joined the 24-hour kirtan, and I went to Ayendra Prabhu for a job interview, and actually I went two times. So the first time I went, and he was having a conversation with one kirtan devotee, and they were standing in the hallway, and Ayendra Prabhu, he was in the doorway of his room. And the kirtan devotee was standing outside. And I came just when they were having the conversation. And so I patiently was waiting there for the conversation to shift. And they were speaking for maybe 5 minutes or more. And then the kirtan devotee, he said to Ayendra Prabhu that we're supposed to follow the Mahajans. So I think they're having an argument, actually. And Ayendra Prabhu, he was a little angry because the kirtan devotee was not very surrendered or something. So when the kirtan devotee said we have to follow the Mahajans, then Ayendra Prabhu he said very loudly, he said, "We don't care for the Mahajans. We only follow the gopis." Of course, there's different kinds of devotees. Lord Shiva, who is one of the Mahajans, he is the topmost Vaishnava, but above Lord Shiva, there is someone who is more elevated. Can anyone guess? This more elevated devotee is the best devotee of Krishna. Can anyone guess who that is? Raise your hand. Yes. Srimati Radharani ki jai. What time am I most supposed to end at 8? 9. Oh, I'm sorry. So, how to wrap it up here. We'll chant the verse once more. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize each other, and no one will be punished or rewarded. Otherwise, if their contradictory acts fail to neutralize each other, everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. Any questions? No questions. Any arguments? No arguments. Okay. If there are any questions or arguments, we can answer them at prasadam. Okay. Grantaraz Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Slovenia Yatra ki, Jai Shri Panchatattva ki, Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol.